Arizona drivers will likely have to put down their phones in the near future. State lawmakers yesterday approved a statewide ban on the use of handheld devices while behind the wheel. That does not, though, include instances when drivers are either parked at a stoplight or a railroad crossing. Lawmakers also gave their okay to a separate bill dealing more broadly with distracted driving. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins us now to talk more about this. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. They're going to try to take my phone from my cold, dead hands, I guess.
Well, I've seen you drive. You should definitely not have your phone in your hand.
Yes.
How this seems like it was a fairly contentious debate yesterday. There's some pretty strong opposition to doing this.
Well, there's a lot of folks who believe that you can't legislate common sense. And certainly that's true, particularly if you've watched the Arizona legislature. So the question becomes, at what point should the state be stepping in? Of course, the other side of it, as you know, Becky Nutt said, is, look, we tell people you can't drink and drive. We tell people, you know, you shouldn't be on drugs and drive. So at the point you're causing a danger to someone else, that becomes the issue. And I think that's eventually what took the day. I think there are enough people who believe that simply the act of having that phone in your hand, looking at a text, sending a text while you're behind the wheel is so inherently dangerous that enough of them were willing to vote for that bill.
Howie, earlier in the week, we spoke about how this bill wasn't really going anywhere. What changed?
Well, several things changed. Number one was an agreement to allow votes on three separate measures. The one that passed, which makes it a primary offense to do this. In other words, cop sees you with a phone, pulls you over, you get a ticket. The second was a similar version, which made it a secondary offense, which said, if you're pulled over for something else, you can be ticketed for having the cell phone, but you can't be pulled over for that. That one ultimately failed. And then there was an agreement to provide for a vote on something called distracted driving. This says if you're doing something other than what you should be doing, you know, yelling at the kids, putting on makeup, brushing your teeth, and it affects your driving if you don't have control of the vehicle, then you can be ticketed. There were a lot of folks who like that, particularly on the Republican side, saying, you know, why are we singling out the issue of cell phone use? But with that deal, they got to vote for that one, and they could decide if they also wanted to vote for the per se violation of texting. Then there's one other fact, and I don't want to sound crass about it, but having the family of a dead police officer sitting in the gallery. This is Clayton Townsend's family. He was killed in January while on a traffic stop, and he was killed by somebody who was texting. That makes a difference. It's real hard to look up in the gallery, look at the family, and say, no, we think this should remain legal.
So, Howie, as you mentioned, the distracted driving is a primary offense bill was approved. The distracted driving more broadly bill was also approved. Is there any concern that these bills maybe come at the same issue from different angles and there might be some conflict once these are actually both applied?
Well, there's not necessarily a conflict. I mean, the fact is that the distracted driving requires the officer to see that you were weaving, that you were changing lanes improperly, that you were, you know, driving up on the curb, and then they can look at what you were doing, you know, that involved that. That certainly can be enforced, and that can be enforced, you know, sometime this summer after the governor signs it. I'm assuming he will sign that one, perhaps on Monday. But the per se violation for texting also is enforceable. Again, the officer doesn't need to see you weaving. The officer sees you with that cell phone in your hand, sees you, you know, tapping away, and you can be stopped for that. Although one thing to point out is that law doesn't take effect until 2021. Those cities that, like Phoenix, that have their own ordinances already can continue to enforce those.
Howie, I'm curious about what you said earlier, how some lawmakers were concerned about singling out cell phone use. It seems as though the distracted driving bill, soon probably to become law, would eliminate that concern. Like if you're eating a hamburger down the road and you're weaving, it doesn't matter if you're texting or eating or shaving or reading a newspaper. If you're driving and your driving is impacted by what you're doing, you'll still get a ticket.
Oh, certainly. And in some ways, that's a broader bill, except for the fact that in order to be stopped for yelling at the kids in the back seat, the officer has to see that you're not controlling the vehicle or you're presenting an immediate hazard. Whereas the cell phone bill, is very simple. You got the phone in your hands, you're going to get a ticket. So they could complement each other. Which law officers use, you know, may depend on a question of personal preference. You know, which do they think they can enforce? And that really is going to become the issue.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
Good. Have a great weekend.